Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a Wednesday podcast. We don't need to talk about this much. I can't take it. I can't deal with it.
Well, we only got another 7 days of it, I
sucks.
Think. Yeah, it does suck.
I mean, it's just the pits.
Yeah.
And you got to go walk the dog 18 times in this now today?
Yeah, it's just a way of like we're getting one last ass kicking before the weather gets nice. But we gotta deal with it, Jerry.
I hope that's it does. I hope you're right. I hope it does get nice.
Me too.
We could have a wet summer. You never know.
We could have a wet summer. I hope not. I want a dry heat summer, Jerry.
I hear you.
That's my kind of place.
Yep.
Today on the Boomer and Geo show, which I'm sure was very exciting for the listeners, they went through the logistics of how they're going from golf to dinner on...
For next Thursday.
For next Thursday, because they're doing Friday at DJ's in Belmar. But in the process, they started talking about which restaurants they could go to, which then prompted 9,000 phone calls to me.
About restaurants?
Yeah, because I didn't put them on the air because it's boring.
You know how many texts I got from my friends?
Yeah.
Gotta go here. I'm like,
well, this is the funny thing. Everyone thinks the best restaurant is by their house.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone will say, you know what's the best Italian? And it happens to be, like, in their neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm not one of those because I hate the restaurants in my neighborhood.
You know who has the best pizza in New Jersey? This place right on the corner near where I live. So it was just one after another. And I can tell you that only a handful of times was a restaurant repeated.
Mm.
So everyone kept calling.
With a new place.
With their restaurant.
I had an interesting question for Kim about this the other day. You're a great person to ask. And maybe we've even discussed this. When you go to a restaurant now these days, if I asked you what is the most important part of the experience for you to want to go back, is it the food quality, the food presentation, the timeliness of the reservation, or the service? What's the most important of those four?
I am in a food quality mode right now.
And that's what it's funny because she said that to me. She goes, well, you're probably going to say you want better food. I'm like, you know what? Actually, no. I've changed my mind on that. I think I want the friendly waitress that times out the meal properly, but also doesn't rush you out the door after 70 minutes. But they also don't keep you there for 2 hours. And to me, it's a better experience because I've come to the conclusion all the food stinks.
That is true. Most of the food is bad ingredients
right.
at restaurants, no matter, I don't care. You can hit me with the restaurant. You know what, this restaurant. No, that restaurant also serves bad ingredients with their food. Cooking oils.
Right. And there's no way we would know.
There's no way to
know. Even if they say it, you don't know it.
Right, you don't know for sure.
But I do know what good service is, a good pacing of the meal and making sure the drink's not empty and that we're not sitting there bored waiting for the check. I actually have come to that. I think that's my new answer.
Yeah, I have sat there at times and I go, you know what? I would have had a second beer if this person would have
yes,
come over. But
more
now they've waited too long and I don't drink beer with my meal
right.
like it does.
You've got to keep the drink full.
Yeah. I would say that the food quality is number one, but if one of those other things is absent or really bad,
it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, then I need a balance of the things. Because I could think of really, I could think of a restaurant, it's more like a coal fire oven pizza place.
Right.
That I actually think uses really good ingredients, but they do so much takeout since COVID, there's no atmosphere.
Really?
Zero atmosphere.
So no one goes there and sits in the place.
Yeah, so when we do go there and sit in the place, it feels like something's missing. Like,
yeah.
I could have done, this is as many people that are in my living room.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And that's not, there is no experience then.
Yeah, like, I don't want a restaurant that's packed where you have to wait, but I don't want a restaurant where it feels like, why is no one in this place?
Yep. I hear. You want it 50% full, 50 to 75%
full. 75%
full,
that's
fair.
I want a restaurant where I go at 5 o'clock. And it's about half full because it's early.
Yeah. But it's
as
building.
As I'm eating, Jerry, it's building.
I know.
When I walk out of there, I have to walk through people because they're waiting.
Which is always fun.
Yeah. How long is the wait out here?
They're sitting there staring at that black square with the red dot
yeah.
waiting for it to light up.
Mm-hmm.
Been
yep,
there,
or
I
your
know.
Phone to buzz.
That's
A lot
right.
of them do the phone thing now
yes.
where they text you.
Yep.
Which I like that.
I do like it. I always worry I miss a text.
You're in the I thought you were yes. Did you give the number right? What number did you give them?
Yeah, you never know.
I like when they send a test one first where they like you'll give their number, then you think I'll text and be like, you're now in line at Fisherman's Reef.
But you're right, at least you know.
Yeah, they're like, okay, they got the correct number.
That is true.
Because you're right, also you're right. With the black disc that lit up and vibrated.
You knew. It was hard to miss that.
And you'd be all proud.
Yes.
Walking with your flashing, I'm here, it's my table.
Our turn.
Here we are.
To go sit and wait.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was good. So a lot of people gave me different things then. And it was one of those times, like, the phone was buzzing nonstop.
Yeah.
That I got to a point, Teddy, where I was like, I'm not even picking these up anymore. But then I got a very interesting call that made me think, you know what? What if there's another interesting call?
Right.
I didn't put this guy on the air because he was a local Belmar area plumber.
Okay.
Who said, Al, I hear you talking about a lot of restaurants down the Jersey Shore. I service a lot of restaurants.
Uh-oh.
Here's a list of ones not to go to based on what I see in their kitchens.
Oh, gosh.
So he gave me that list. But he also gave, which I you can't give out.
No, because, no. That's not right.
You know, but I can tell you he gave me three Jersey Shore places that he said he did their kitchens, maintains their kitchens, and have super clean kitchens.
Okay. And he owns them?
No. He does not own these.
I'm just kidding.
Now I got to see if I can remember which ones they were. Oh, man.
Oh, did you forget them?
How did I forget them? I thought I was going to remember them in my brain. One, he told me I was shocked because it's a burrito place, and it just looks like a place that a lot of, you know, surfing dudes come in,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like they do a lot of volume.
Okay.
Whereas, like, when you walked in there, you wouldn't go, like, bet this place has a clean kitchen. 10th Avenue Burrito Company in Belmar.
Okay.
The guy said has an immaculate kitchen.
That's great.
I was shocked.
How about that? I'm never really in Belmar until
yeah.
the summer, but if I am there, I will try to remember.
A lot of people go there when they go to the beach
yeah,
for the
sure.
day, then they'll go to,
yep.
there's a great place you could take kids, all that stuff.
Yep.
I can't believe I can't remember the...
You remember the other two?
The other two places.
Man.
And
like in Belmar or the other towns? Or you don't really remember anything?
Yeah. This is really terrible.
Wow.
They were like in the Belmar, Jersey Shore area. No, I can't remember. In my head, I was like, oh, I'll remember that. I go there.
And that's why I usually write things down.
Man,
oh, that's a killer.
man, this sucks. But I wonder, would you think it'd be okay to call a local plumber and just say, hey, what are some of the clean restaurants in town? You think they would do that?
I think if you get one guy that's interested in the conversation, he might answer you and other people might hang up on you.
Hmm.
That's what I think. Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Like, I'm not calling.
I got that phone call. But, excuse me?
Yeah. But like, hi. I know you guys service a lot of restaurants in the area. I'm not asking for the bad ones. So I need that when you went in. Like, boy, this place is really clean.
So, you know, I'm trying to work for a living, right? And you are wasting my time right now.
Oh, just if one was off the top of your head. I'm not asking you to, like,
have a good day, sir.
Do some research. Give me one.
Don't
sir.
Call back.
Just one.
But if you need me to unclog your toilet, give me a call.
What if I said 10th Avenue Burrito Company? Would that be good or bad?
You're such a jackass. It is a big deal, though. I've told you this many years ago. When I was playing Pop Warner football, we would go every Sunday after the games would be over, around 4 o'clock. We would go to a place, I don't even want to say the town, but we would go to a place nearby where we played football. And we would go there with like three other families for the 4 o'clock games, pizza, bar food, whatever. They had video games in the place too. So like the dads would watch the football, the moms were talking, and the kids, we were playing pinball and all this stuff. And I'll never forget, we did it weeks, maybe even a couple of seasons. And then one day walking out, our car was parked in the back. The door was open to the kitchen and my mom almost threw up.
Yeah.
With how filthy it was. We have never went back after that day. We started going to a different place the following week. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I know. Occasionally, have you ever been to a place where you can see the whole kitchen?
Yes,
from the
dining room?
Yeah, me too.
I love that.
Me too.
It's transparent. Here we go.
Yeah.
Look at what we're doing. This is how busy it is. This is how we're working. And these are the conditions.
Yeah, there's not a ton of places like that. But
no.
If you find one, that's
you
nice.
Hang on to it.
Yeah, you hang on to it because you could see everything. You see how clean. But you're right, man. If you get a peek inside a kitchen, the other thing is if you're parking. So you were parking and you saw around the back they opened the door. Even when I just see what the dumpster looks like.
Oh, I know.
For whatever reason, that signals to me.
Trouble.
Yeah, just like if you can't take care of the trash.
Yeah.
I also don't like in a restaurant. If you go into the restroom and they have blow dryers to dry your hands.
Only. Yeah, I don't love that either. Give me a paper towel.
Because I feel like if the staff is using that, there's no paper towel to grab the door handle with on your
true.
Way out. Now they're going to touch my food.
That is very true. That's a very good point. Although, even though you don't want to think about it, most of the time they're taking that paper towel, throwing it away, and still grabbing the door handle.
Yeah.
But at least you feel like there's an option and there's a chance.
I also do think that in kitchens that there is a sink where people wash their hands. That's what I'm hoping. Like
I don't
that,
think so.
No,
I really don't.
They have to go into the bathroom?
I don't think so. I think that's why you got that sign in every bathroom. Employees must wash hands.
Yeah, right. You ever been in a restaurant bathroom and somebody who's dressed like a cook comes out of stall?
Yes.
I mean, send me home.
Now, I've never seen them come out of the stall and walk right out. I've always seen them use the sink.
But still.
But it's like, huh.
Yeah.
Did you make that chicken parmeat that I put in about 15 minutes ago?
Yeah, eyeball it. Make sure he takes enough soap.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
Eating out, there's a lot of pitfalls to eating out. A
lot of pitfalls.
Sure are.
Man.
And yet we do it in record numbers right now.
Yeah.
And we went, so was it Saturday? So I had a horrific weekend of eating, like horrific, to where like I spent much of Monday after work in the bathroom.
Ooh.
Trying to clean up.
Clear yourself out.
Well, because Mother's Day, we had a lot of fun food. I drank too much. I was home. I didn't have to go anywhere, which is unusual. So that was awesome. And we went out Saturday night to dinner. We went out with a couple of friends. And again, I'm eating restaurant food. It's just not good. So it was like back-to-back days of just eating awful. And you feel it. My point is, we had to get reservations at this one place. I think it was like the ninth choice. Every place we tried to get reservations for. Yeah, you can eat 4:30 or 9:30. Like, I don't want to eat at 4:30 or 9:30. We were looking in that 7 o'clock window. It took a long time to get reservations. And these places are jammed.
Packed.
And everything's expensive.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure that out. The mystery of how everyone's affording to go out to
amazing.
Eat.
It really is.
Yeah.
And then I just heard a report on 1010 Wins that over a million people in New Jersey are hitting up food pantries. Yeah, because they're spending all their money at restaurants.
Right.
I mean, holy God.
Did you see New Jersey Transit may go on strike Friday?
I did.
Here's what I think should happen when places go on strike.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Because I want to know whose side to be on.
Yeah, well, you got to know the facts, which
right.
Will help.
So here's what I would want, like New Jersey Trans, is to say, hey, listen, we're going on strike.
Mm-hmm.
This guy over here, he drives the train. He makes $80,000 a year. He gets 3 weeks off, and he gets these benefits. This guy, he is the ticket taker. He makes $55,000. This is what they want as a raise. Then I can evaluate and go, yes, I support the strike.
Okay, but on the other side,
I don't support the strike.
Shouldn't you also get the side of what revenues are for New Jersey Transit and if ridership is up or down, if revenues are up or down, what are the bonuses for the CEOs and the CFOs?
Yes, I want it all.
So you need all of that information to make that decision, and that's the complexity of negotiations, because on one hand, I'm sure you can very much, like, if this is a hypothetical, if it came out that the CEO of New Jersey Transit, I'll be honest with you, I don't even know if New Jersey Transit is a private company or not. I have no idea, or if it's a public company. I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
But let's just say the person running it gets a bonus of $8 million quarterly. That's a stupid number. I know I'm saying that, but we see hedge fund guys making all these money. You never know what these bonuses are in companies where people get let go. Then all of a sudden, you're going to have a guy making $60,000 a year wanting a $4,000 raise, and they're saying no.
Right. Now I'm on that guy's side.
Right. That's why the back and forth is crazy, and you really need to know all the facts.
We need a chart.
Yeah.
Like a, what do you call that, Excel? I need an Excel spreadsheet.
Sure, yeah.
These are what the workers are making. This is what the management's work making. This is what the CEO is making. This is what they're looking for. And all that stuff.
Because I can play it two ways very easily. You know me with sports ownership. I think they should make as much as they can make because they are the ones that take all of the risk and provide you with salaries, medical benefits. And I always talk about they were the ones that kept paying salaries through the pandemic when they had no money coming in. And they could go bankrupt tomorrow. And I know that they have equity, but it's like having equity in your house. It means nothing with the valuation until you sell. At the same time, without the employees, they don't have a business. So I understand wanting better wages and the cost of living going. I get all of it. But there are details that need to be known before you can. And I think every situation is different. I don't think the baseball union is the same as the New Jersey Transit Union.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's arguments to be made on both sides.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. That could cause chaos, though, Jerry, as people can't get to work.
Those are times that I'm grateful that we get up at 2:30 in the morning and drive in on our own.
Yeah.
And don't have to worry about it. Because I do feel bad for people that have to deal with mass transit.
Right.
Reliant on it.
And there'll be other people driving in now, Jerry.
That's true. That is very true. Going to have to.
A couple of months ago, 6 to 9 months ago, I ordered myself some organic cotton underpants.
Okay.
Okay. Because I wanted, I was like, you know what? I don't want polyester on my balls anymore.
They've dissolved, haven't they?
No. They're all still good.
I'm just kidding.
Made the purchase.
Yeah.
I was happy with the purchase. All good. Never heard from the company. All good. About a week ago, they sent an email. They go, hey, got some clearance items you might be interested in.
Okay.
I was like, oh, yeah, I like my underpants. Take a look at these clearance items. I looked at it. I was like, nothing really. Next day, hey, we got some clearance items. It's like, okay, I haven't heard from this company in
now all of
months.
A sudden.
Now back to back.
Right.
Another email. Have you looked at the t-shirts? We, dude, stop.
You are getting on his bad side.
And I sat there for like, I took it for about 7 days in a row.
Wow.
And now I unsubscribed.
Yeah.
You, too much. What? Dip your toe back in. You didn't communicate with me. It was all good. I appreciate that you have some clearance items
That's
that
fine.
I might like. But now you're going,
every
you know, we
excessive.
Also have some new items.
Yeah.
It's too much. And I don't know if people are just don't unsubscribe. You know, they just hit delete. It's faster.
I do in a lot of cases. Like I get emails from almost every MLB baseball team because I bought tickets from them, most
yeah.
of them.
Do you delete?
I just delete.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
I do.
I think people just delete. So they're not losing subscribers, so they think, well, I've got to keep getting these out.
But you are right. Like, there's, and we've talked about this, too. Like, there's a certain, when the holiday season comes along, and I talk about our shirts and our hoodies that we can sell. Like, how often, so I send two for the entire season. Two emails. That's it. I will send one in, like, the first week of November. I'll send another one the first week of December. And that's it for the year. Finished. You can't shove it down people's throat.
Right.
It's yeah, I know.
Because then they get annoyed.
What's funny is, now that my kids have aged out of travel sports for the most part, I still am on all these travel baseball tournament things. Hey, we have an opening for an 8U team. Great. My kids are 21 and 16. Don't need your 8U tournament. Those
right.
are the things I need to unsubscribe from. And I should, and I probably will at some point.
And other times you unsubscribe and then nothing happens. You still get them.
Or you get more.
Right. They're like, oh, this is an active account. Let's hammer this guy.
That is very true. That does happen. It does have. Everything's a scam, Al.
It really is.
Everything in life is a scam.
Because every once in a while, I would like to hear from the underwear company. Every once in a while,
but
hey.
But not beaten over the head with it.
Yeah. Not beaten over the head with it.
That is funny. I feel for you.
We hope you're enjoying your organic underpants. This is the last time, I promise. Check out our t-shirts. And if you don't.
You're sure you didn't see it.
If you don't like them. Well, if you need more underwear anytime soon, you come to us, we'll leave you alone.
I always like that. You ever get an email from someone, and there's really not a question in the email, and it's not, you read it, okay. And then like a week later, just making sure you got my email.
Yeah.
You know, I got it, but there was nothing to reply to. Like,
right.
It was more of a statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's been happening lately.
It's like, yeah, we got them. Got it. I had a guy send me a song that he wrote and sang about Boomer.
Yes. I heard this song.
It was not good.
Not great.
And it was not terrible. Meaning, you can't play it because it's good, and you can't play it because it's really terrible. It was just there.
Mm-hmm.
So he kept, did you like it? And I went to go respond a couple times, like, I'm not going to tell this guy it was not good. Did you like, finally today, like the underpants plays.
You had it.
I go, yeah, it was not great. I go, it was not really good. It was not horrendous that would be funny to play. It was just there.
It was average. You never want to be
average. It was average. It was all right. But I said, if we played listener songs every day, maybe, but to randomly play a listener song when we don't play listener songs, it should be a good one.
Yes.
And this was
Or just horrible.
Yeah, or just horrible. Like the guy who did took the Mics Up theme many years ago, or the Mics On theme.
Okay.
And he just sang over it. booms up. And he sang about Boomer. That was funny because it was so bad.
That is funny.
That was funny.
Yeah. Well, got to separate yourself.
You do. You have to separate yourself, Jerry. All right. Let's do the warm-up show. It's tomorrow Thursday.
It is.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thursdays, you know, usually Thursday is one of my favorite days
of the
week.
You love a Thursday.
But when I see rain Thursday, rain Friday, rain Saturday, it really, God, it's just depressing.
It is very sad. Sad.
God.
All right. Warm-up. See you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.